Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. And during this political season, we have candidates talking to you, and today we have one of the mayor candidates, Councilman Landon Cusimano, who's running for the seat of mayor. We just want to say welcome, Landon. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Welcome, and I am very appreciative that I'm here tonight.
Let's talk about you a little bit. Okay. Maybe introduce yourself for those that may not know. You've been around Slidell for quite a while and in politics for a while, but there may be two or three people that haven't met you yet, and let you tell a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Landon Cusimano, and I have been the councilman at large for the last 10 years. And prior to that, in 1998, I was your councilman for District C, and I served two four-year terms there as a councilman in the local district race. In 2006, I got off the council, Katrina. My house was completely destroyed and my job was scattered. In the fall of 2007, I ran for council at large for an unexpired term. Ms. Pearl Williams passed away. Now I'm in my second term and final term as councilman at large. So I'm ready to take the next step with my experience, 18 years on the council. I'm ready to become mayor, the next mayor.
Sounds great. Tell me about your family.
I am married to Sheila Cusimano the last 34 and a half years. I have two girls, Rachel Williams and Brittany Cusimano. She's fixing to be married this fall in 2018, so I got a future son-in-law.
Congratulations.
Yes. I also have two grandkids, Bryce Williams and Chloe Williams.
Wow. Grandkids are great, aren't they?
Yes, they are. The good news that they're a bundle of joy. They're real fun to play with. And at the end of the day, they go home.
Being a grandparent as well, I do understand that sentiment. Landon, tell us a little bit about your experience with the city and some of the changes you've seen over the last 10 years that you've been directly involved.
Yes, I have the pleasure of serving under three mayors. The first mayor was Mayor Sam Caruso. At that time, the city was pretty good in fiscal shape. Then in the second mayor, was Mayor Ben Morris. We saw some rough times there because the Katrina came, and that, I guess, was the terrible morning in August when Katrina hit, and it completely destroyed our city. Half the city from Gauls Boulevard south was completely underwater, and the water stayed there for quite a few days, almost 7 days. So when you had no government and no infrastructure, it was hard. It was hard to get it back together. My hat's off to Ben, Mayor Morris, for doing what he had to do and get the city back up and running. Then under Freddie Drennan, Mayor Freddie Drennan, we saw some rough times because we came off of the Katrina bubble. And I called it adjusting this city to its revenues. We had 56 positions eliminated. That was due through attrition. Out of the 56, there was only three pink slips that were handed out. One of the pink slips got rehired at the police department. The sales tax revenue has been flat for the last 12, almost 13 years. And no, I wouldn't say 13 years, about 12 years. And it's still flat. So we're coming along. The water line is just below our nose. One thing about the city, we're resilient. We've always been good stewards of the people's money. With my experience dealing with those events as a city councilman has prepared me to become the next mayor.
One of the things that I've heard numerous times that in recent years, the relationship between the administration and the council, the mayor and the city council, has been pretty good.
Yes.
There's been cooperation, there's been understanding, been a willingness to work together, not at all contentious, but keeping the best interests of the citizens at heart. This was your experience as well?
Yes. Under Freddie Drennan, that was his main goal as becoming mayor, that he wanted to repair the relationship between the council and the mayor. Finally had a mayor that actually respected the other side of the branch. And we got a lot accomplished, especially during some hard times, especially when the sales tax was at its very lowest in recent years and recent city's financial problems. But we managed to do a lot. Look at what we're fixing to get here from FEMA in the next few years. $77.5 million on Katrina-related damages. We already spent $23 million on hazardous mitigation, which is, we expanded and added to our pumping systems. We have redone two ditches, the Peach Street Markham Ditch and the Lakewood Ditch, and at the Old City Barn, we added another pump. We straightened out the drainage ditch and added in the new levee. So we're getting a lot accomplished this time of year.
The recent years have been good for the city. I mean, we've seen good stuff happening around town. The Primo Town Center came in. It looks like streets, for the most part, are in good repair. It's just a good attitude. It's just kind of a positive place to be right now.
Yes, it is. I want to continue that positive attitude as when I become mayor and continue, hopefully, that we can be prosperous under the new administration.
What are some of the things, accepting the thought that a lot of good stuff's been done, we're not in shambles trying to build from nothing, but there's a good foundation to go from. From that foundation, what do you see as some of the areas that you would particularly like to address?
Well, one thing we need to do is economic development. We need good, quality, high-paying jobs to come to Slidell. We need an avenue, or we need something to keep our children here. You know, my daughters, I've been fortunate. They've been here, and they found jobs here in Slidell. And that way I get to play with my grandkids. Some of the people, their kids have gone off to find employment. I would like to see if we can get some kind of economic development. As mayor, I would like to form a economic development board. And maybe if the council will allow me, I would like to get a full-time, if not a part-time, director. And see if we can go and tackle and bring some high-tech companies, distribution centers, or maybe in the healthcare related to work on and bring them here to the city of Slidell. But before we can do that, I also want to put the emphasis on protecting our neighborhood. What makes Slidell great? Why we live here? Well, it's because of our neighborhoods. I live here in Slidell. I've been born and raised, and I live in the Brugier area. Right now, my neighborhood is the only neighborhood that's actually having some building, new housing being built in. But it's kind of stagnant, the rest of the city. I want to use code enforcement to keep our neighborhoods beautiful and safe. When these new jobs do come to Slidell, and they're going to bring new people, well, I need to get them to buy within the city limits. We need them. We need them to buy their home in Slidell. We need them to shop Slidell. And we need them to raise their children in Slidell.
The quality of life is good here.
Yes.
Quality police protection. The fire department is now a Class 2 fire department. Parks and playgrounds and concerts and different things that happen around here. The quality of life is good here.
Yes.
As it stands right now.
Yeah, the quality of life. There's two things that make a city. First thing is you got to feel safe. And so we have a great police department.
Oh, yeah.
Chief Randy Fando has been doing an exceptional job. As a mayor, I want to make sure he continues doing that job. Make sure that the department's accredited. Make sure that he has the proper equipment to do his work. And pay police. We got to find a way to pay our police and keep them and retain them. We're training them and they're going off to other bigger police departments. We need to figure out how to keep them, retain them. And the second thing that makes our city is the great utility system we have. We got great water. We have a great sewer system. I know in the recent news that we heard that one of the utility companies out by Cross Gates had a sewer dump. That never has happened in the city of Slidell. We don't need to do that because we maintain a very good sewer system and operational, and we don't get any fines from the DHH, the Department of Health and Hospitals. We maintain a very workable and operational sewer system.
That's great. That's great. Well, it all goes to quality of life. It really does. When keeping our streets clear, keeping them clean, keep basic utilities that mean so much to life functioning as they should.
Yes. And the greatest asset the city has is our employees. They do an exceptional job, you know, because we are a service-oriented business. And for that, you know, we provide a service, keeping our streets, just like you said, clean and free of debris. One example is right after the parade, the next day. The crews are out there cleaning, sweeping, picking up all the trash and the old beads. And by Monday afternoon, you can't tell there was a parade the day before.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Without naming names, I think there's probably cities around us that would like to be able to brag in the same way.
Yes.
Without naming names, of course. Do you have a vision and a thought, something out of the box? I know you talked about having an economic development board to help you to put businesses together, and that'll take a life of its own. But just for where are we going? What do you think life's going to look like when you're as old as I am? And I'm an old guy.
When I was growing up in the city of Slidell, everybody knew everybody. It was small, and it was kind of unique. My grandfather was the mayor of Slidell. He was mayor from 62 to 78. I was born in 1962. So there you go. I gave him gave away my age.
Uh-oh.
And my father was also a druggist. You know, he owned a Tammany drugstore, which is in the Tammany Mall area. Back in the day, everybody knew everybody. You knew your neighbors. The city was safe. You knew not only your neighbor, but you knew the neighbor that was across town. That's my model. You know, I want to make Slidell like it was when I was growing up. That's my vision. And to accomplish that, you know, it's a crown jewel. And to me, I think this is the best place to live. And it's the only place to live. Look where we are. We have the access to deep water. You know, we can take our fishing boat. We can go catch bass and speckled trout in the same streams or same waterways, same bayou. We can hunt 10 minutes away. We have these wildlife refuges, and we also have the management area. And there's New Orleans. I mean, we're talking New Orleans, 30 minutes from French Quarter. There's the Gulf Coast. I mean, we're only hours away from the beaches, the best beaches, in the world, you know, right there in Florida. I think this is the best place to live, and this is what my vision would be, that we all get along and we get to know our neighbors and, you know, keep our doors unlocked and be safe.
Amen. Well, of course, police protection to keep us safe.
Yes.
Because there are those, I've heard it said many times, that if there was ever any great difficulties in the community, unlikely it would come from within, that it would be influences from outside coming in here just to stir things up and
yes.
to bring difficulty, maybe to bring crews from other cities to pull handles on automobiles in the middle of the night to see what they can find. So, yeah. Yeah, to creating a quality of life, attracting the right kind of people, attracting people who love family, who love city, who love
God,
each other, love God. And the churches play a really an important role.
Very important.
In the way Slidell is developed. What might be some of your thoughts for the administration's relationship with the Christian community? What role might they play to make Slidell a better place as far as the city's concerned?
I'm in. Very impressed what Freddie Drennan has done with the Christian community, with the mayor's prayer breakfasts, and the getting along with the ministerial alliances. You know, I'm a Catholic. I was brought up through the St. Margaret Mary Church, and I'm a parishioner. And I will continue that. And I was on your doorstep not too long ago, and mm-hmm. I pledge to you that I will continue what Freddie's doing. It's not about Catholic or Protestant or Methodist or whatever. It's about people. It's about the Lord. It's about God. You know, love thy neighbor is the biggest thing there is. And to me, I wanted to continue it, grow it, and make it better.
Amen. One of the things that the mayor's done that's been impressive to me is that he's, Mayor Drennan, has been able to build alliances with other mayors around. It seems to me as we grow as a community, that it's becoming increasingly important that we network, that we be involved in other people's activities, and they involved in ours.
Yes.
The days of building a silo and say, well, I've got mine. I'm here. We don't need you. Lock the door. Nobody can come. Nobody's invited.
Yes.
Maybe those days are past. We really do need to be networking with other communities. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yes, and I will continue to networking with the, especially here in the cities, other cities here in St. Tammany Parish. I know, I see it's growing. I was at the prayer breakfast last week, and all the mayors from the other cities all said they're doing it now. They're having their prayer breakfast. And they also were commending on Mayor Freddie Drennan, what he has done and what he has accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to take my hat off to y'all and say, let's continue it. Let's bring it further. Let's go to the next parish and continue it more. One thing about you always hear, oh, it's got to be separation of church and state. I mean, I don't believe that. I believe the Constitution. The Constitution says you cannot establish a national church.
Right.
It doesn't say freedom from a religion. You know, it's freedom of religion.
Exactly. I wish more people understood it as well as you do. That's great. As far as economic growth, I saw that Sterling Properties just announced recently a 6,000 acre development between Slidell and Lacombe on our side of Parrish. What impact do you think that might have on Slidell as a city?
We got to make sure that we can capture those potential employees and get them to buy in the city of Slidell. My hat's off that the economic development is definitely coming to the St. Tammany area, at least to East St. Tammany. You know, I've said it before, we need them to come. If it's going to be Stennis or Lacombe, or if it's going to be Mishu, what we need to do as mayor, what I need to do as mayor, is make sure the Slidell is prepared to capture these employees, or in employers too, and get them and showcase Slidell to them. Say, this is our best, this is the best place to live. Amen. Come stay and buy your home, raise your children here in Slidell, because we got the best schools, we got the best town, we got the best infrastructure. This is the place, I think, you know, is the best place to live.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's certainly been a thrill talking to you and kind of gaining some insight as to where we might be going should you be elected mayor. Is there any final parting thought you'd like to leave with us?
The election's March 24th, and I really appreciate your vote. And please vote for number 15, Landon Cusimano, for mayor. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Cusimano. It's been excellent talking with you. I really appreciate the time you've given us.
Bob, I really enjoyed this this conversation, this interview, and thank you for allowing me to get my voice out and to honor God also.
So, amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Wonderful thought. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can call us at 985-250-1037. Leave a comment, send us a text, and if Mr. Cusimano said something today that was of interest of you or you want to be in touch with him, give us a call. We'll help you to make that work out. Also, like us on Facebook, Grace Radio Slidell, and check out our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make tax-deductible gifts to support this station. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.